Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is a team sport powered by great dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Sequoia Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Now, our Giants pregame heads back to the booth.
Crook and Kipe on Baseball.
Oh, what a great day. I love this game.
Crook and Kipe on Baseball, sponsored by
Bigelow Tea. Grab a mug and tea proudly. And by Sleep Number. Meet the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, only at a Sleep Number store.
This is Giants Baseball on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody, it's Crook and Kipe on Baseball. We're going to talk about young pitchers, well, young players in general, who basically have none clue what's going on up here. But tonight, we're going to watch a guy we've grown very fond of. We're going to talk about all that when we come back. Well, Kipe, I get asked this question a lot about young pitchers. They come up to the big leagues, and people say, well, is he ready? Is this guy ready? Hey, so-and-so, is this guy ready? And my answer is always the same way. No. No, he's not ready. How can you be ready for the big leagues? You can't. You have to learn how to deal with the speed of the game up here. It's not like anything you've ever seen. But what makes a guy? What makes a guy a big league pitcher? It's a guy that can control the rhythm of a game, can control the rhythm of a hitter, can control the rhythm of a base runner, sometimes the rhythm of three base runners, cannot get rattled over a bad call from an umpire, can think through an error. All those small things formulate what the mindset is of a big league pitcher.
Know what to do with a ball if it's hit back at you.
Just know situations. Yeah. And for a hitter, it's the same deal. What hitter's ready for the big leagues?
Well, I mean, if you spend a lot of time in the minor leagues, you're really never ready for the big leagues because the game is so much different. But if you get enough at-bats in the minor leagues, you can adjust pretty quick to the big leagues. It's those young guys that come up here. That's why that kid in Washington, D.C., is his name?
Soto.
Soto, S-O-T-O.
Yep.
You know, I watched those games on TV. I didn't work those games. And here he's taking big swings, and he's big home run guy, right? And then he gets two strikes on him, and he widens out like a little Punch and Judy. And I thought, my goodness, this kid's 19. So he's got it moderately figured out, where some guys that have already played 5 or 6 years, they don't have it figured out. But that's a long-winded kind of an answer to your question, that it takes a long time. Frank Robinson said that he figured it out about when he was about 33 or 34.
Yeah, he said 10 years.
He won two MVPs by then.
He played for, what, 22 years?
Yeah.
He said he didn't learn how to hit for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. I pitched for 17 years. I don't think I really learned my craft until I'd pitched 10 professional yeah. years, six at the big league.
It's level. Almost more fun, though, when you haven't figured it out.
I know. But
could you just go up there and you start wailing and you bunt when you shouldn't?
Young and dumb and full of rum.
You just do stuff that you shouldn't. But then when you do figure it out, you really get more angrier than when you're a younger player because you just don't know any better. We used to laugh at Tommy McGraw's theory on it's better to have a bad plan at the plate than no plan at all. And when you think about it, that doesn't make any sense at all unless you've played a while and you figure out all those years you had no plan at all.
None plan.
And then maybe you on a given day you had a couple of bad plans. But it's still, you know, it's better than no plan at all.
You know, we used to go down there on rehabs you know, we didn't want to pitch on the main diamond in spring training, so we'd ask for a B game. And a lot of times that B game would be against a double-A club or a triple-A club. And I think my lifetime ERA against those guys is like 12.
Yeah, you get waxed.
Those are the non-plan guys.
Yeah.
You can't set them up.
But that only works for a while.
Well,
and
but when you get
that
to the
while
big leagues,
is when you get to the big leagues.
And then you get exposed.
Yeah, you do.
The whole lament that we've all shared, when you leave the game and you're in your last few years, we all think, man, I wish I had the stuff I had when I first got to the big leagues and the brain that I have now.
Yeah, I wish I was as fast as I was back then. I'd take advantage of it.
It doesn't happen that way. So all these young pitchers the Giants are seeing, they're doing well, and they're learning quick. And they weren't ready when they got here, but they're looking more ready every time we see them, like Andy Suarez last night.
And the kid tonight.
And he's like Derek Rodriguez tonight.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It's Crooked Cap on Baseball. Enjoy this great game.